This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. government said on Wednesday they were returning the Yemen-based Houthi rebels to a list of terrorist groups in the latest attempt by Washington to stem attacks on international shipping. Officials said the designation, which hits the Iran-aligned group with harsh sanctions, was aimed at cutting off funding and weapons the Houthis have used to attack or hijack ships in vital Red Sea shipping lanes. A spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry said a shipment of medicine for dozens of hostages held by Hamas reached the Gaza Strip on Wednesday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The medicine arrived in Gaza on Wednesday as part of a deal mediated by France and Qatar. For every box that arrives where a hostage, 1,000 boxes will arrive to Palestinians in Gaza. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Sigrid Kaa.
I'm here because of a mandate of the Security Council to see how we can facilitate, accelerate, and expedite all areas of the assistance that is so much needed for civilians in Gaza, given the very acute humanitarian conditions that they have to live with.
This deal was the first agreement between Israel and Hamas since a truce in late November that freed dozens of captives, mostly women and children. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby said on Wednesday there is a critical and urgent need for continued security assistance flow to Ukraine.
They are still going through artillery shells and HIMARS rockets and air defense capabilities at a pretty advanced clip, depending on what they're facing on the battlefield. And so their inventories are running lower, without question.
Kirby outlined the pressing need for some weapons systems. This is VOA News. Ukrainian soldiers on the eastern front line of the war with Russian invaders say winter is also an enemy as they run low on ammunition, weapons, and manpower, stunting their ability to attack. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
A Ukrainian counteroffensive last year was unable to break through heavily defended Russian lines in the occupied south and east. As Russia's invasion approaches its second anniversary, Ukraine is urging its supporters to do more to boost its artillery stocks. Political wrangling in the United States and European Union has held up two major packages of military and financial support for months, although Kiev has said it hopes the assistance will eventually materialize. A Ukraine ground force commander told Reuters his troops are staging smaller counterattacks and that engagements on both sides are on a smaller scale to conserve ammunition and men.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The United States, South Korea, and Japan conducted combined naval exercises involving an American aircraft carrier in their latest show of strength against nuclear-armed North Korea. The three allies' senior diplomats were to meet in Seoul to discuss the deepening standoff with Pyongyang. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been on a provocative run of weapons testing and threats. The UN's Children's Fund says 10 countries in eastern and southern Africa have active cholera outbreaks, with Zambia and Zimbabwe experiencing a large rise in cases since the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
In Zimbabwe, shortages of purified water are forcing residents to depend on open sources. That, along with uncollected refuse and running sewage, are being blamed for the waterborne disease. UNICEF fears that if the outbreaks are not brought under control, it will mean schools closing, as in the case in Zambia, and children losing out on learning. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare.
The African Union's conflict resolution body met on Wednesday amid escalating tensions between Ethiopia and Somalia over a coastline deal and called for restraint between the parties. Landlocked Ethiopia signed a surprise maritime accord with Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland on January 1st in a move Mogadishu has rejected as violating international law. The AU's Peace and Security Council said it had heard representatives of Ethiopia and Somalia in Addis Ababa. I'm Joe Ramsey.